How many of you remember the 1980 movie Urban Cowboy? Anybody? John Travolta, Deborah Winger. I was down in Austin at the time in a religious order, so I had cowboy boots and jeans and my Western shirt. So it was a great movie. Great movie. Could really kind of identify with it. There was a song from that movie written for the movie, and the first two lines of the verse beautifully sum up what James is trying to tell us tonight. The song goes like this. I've been looking for love in all the wrong places. I've been looking for love in too many faces. True? Yeah, very true. Here we have a country western song, and it goes right to the point. Folks, we're not doing it right. And here we have had, I don't know many, how many thousands of years, but it all began with Adam and Eve. They were ambitious. They were jealous of God. So right from the very beginning, the template was set. And we still make the same mistakes. I shouldn't say mistakes. It's sin. It's sin. We are ambitious. We are jealous. We give into covetousness, not me, of course, covetousness. We give into our passions. And what James is talking about are not healthy passions, but bad passions. You know, there are people who are desperate to be loved, and they'll look anywhere, they'll look in anybody's face, hoping that they will receive love. Now, that's a natural thing. Every single human being, from the moment of conception, needs love, needs intimacy, needs community, needs to be cared about and cared for. We all need it. Can we agree on that? That is essential to human life. And when we don't get it, that's when those passions really get going, because we get desperate, and it's understandable. I want someone to recognize me, to care about me, to say, Mike, how's it going? And to listen to me when I have troubles or I just want to rant. We all need that. That's a human thing. The problem, again, is when we're not getting those good things, that love, that community, it goes off in all these directions, these crazy passions. And thank God I don't watch commercial TV, but every once in a while I'll look at something. You ever look at hoarders? Hoarders. It's about people, their homes are filled with junk. What's going on there? Something happened to them that they didn't receive what they needed in some way, or they weren't part of a healthy community, a community of other people that would say, that's not healthy. Come with us. Be with us. We will care for you and care about you. When we don't get that, and again, that is very central to our desire as a human being. We can't be healthy human beings if we're not cared about and cared for. And if we don't receive those things, again, that's where those passions start playing, those jealousies, those envies, that covetousness. And as James says, you wonder why there's war? Because of us. So Afghanistan, that was because of us. You know, we would say it was people, you know, in the higher echelon of government, but it's our country. So whenever we talk about wars, when we talk about anything going wrong, something is going wrong in us. We're not doing something or following God appropriately. We're following our passions like they're gods and goddesses. I really got to have this, so I got to keep looking. Well, it didn't work this way, it may work this way. Have you ever heard the term starter marriage? Anybody? It's an actual phrase. You know what it means? It means a couple think that they love each other and they're going to enter into marriage, but if it doesn't work out, fine, we'll split and we'll get married again. Starter marriage. That's a real phrase. Again, what's going on? People afraid to commit or to enter into some relationship where there will be demands, and that's the Christian life. We have Jesus. He didn't shy away from his passion. And it wasn't a passion to get this, that, or the other thing, but rather it was a passion to let go of his body, of his life, in order to save us. So passion, as James talks about as a problem, is the passion of desire that we want. But when it comes to the passion of Jesus, we go back to the original meaning of the word passion, passio, meaning to suffer. That was Jesus' passion, to suffer. As we know from last week's gospel reading, he says, you want to follow me, you got to pick up your cross. And the cross is something that is imposed upon us. It doesn't come from within. We don't say, yeah, I'll pick it up, Lord. No, it comes to us the more we live the life of a Christian disciple, the more we are persecuted, the more people say, I hate you because of what you believe. That's part of the cross, and it comes to us from outside. Jesus embraced it, and he died on it for us. So that's the type of passion we're supposed to be living, not this passion that wants this or that wants this kind of a house or this kind of a car or this kind of a career or this kind of a vacation. None of those are important. What's important is, do we keep focusing on, again, what James says, talking about gentleness and peace and kindness, and in that environment which the Christian community is supposed to be creating, we see what's going wrong in our lives, where our passions are pulling us this way and that way, and we're able to come back to our center, which is all about Christ. He really is our passion. We may not think of it that way, but he is our passion. It's only Jesus Christ that can fulfill us. And in this life, in our earthly life, we're never going to have it 100%. We're not. We're always going to want more. That's a good thing, if we put it in context of our faith, because we always want to do more to know God and to do the will of God. And that's going to be painful. So it's not about getting what I want, my earthly ambitions, and I've got them. You want to sit down with me for a couple hours? I'll talk to you about my earthly ambitions. Of course, someone said to me recently, Mike, you know, maybe the best is in the past for you. I thought, oh my, I don't want to hear that. But if we can kind of pull in that jealousy, that ambition, that covetousness, that warring within ourselves, and work as a community, and I think this is where we fall down as a church in this country. We're still too much individuals. We go to church, we do our volunteer stuff, but we don't come together to help one another practice the faith, to get better at practicing the faith. So in many churches, Catholic, evangelical, there's all these small communities, and the purpose of them is not Bible study per se or learning the teachings of the church, but these small communities come together so that we can work with one another, mentor one another, coach one another to be better at living the faith. So if I'm following this passion, it's going that way, my group's going to say to me, hey, Mike, you know, not good. What can we do to help you to move beyond that? What do you need? What are you not getting that maybe we need to provide, and vice versa? And that's what a healthy community does. It challenges one another. It corrects one another. We don't want to be corrected, but we need to be corrected. It celebrates when we do great things in the name of the Lord, so that the passion that we're supposed to have gets put into perspective. So we're not talking like the apostles. Who's the greatest? Well, let me tell you, if I was there, I would have been the greatest. Hands down. But that's what they're talking about. It's kind of like, you guys don't get it. It's not about being the greatest. It's about being the least, about being the servant of everyone else. When you really serve other people, anyone, everyone, you know, those crazy passions get kicked out because you realize, that's not what it's about. It's about this nitty-gritty thing that I'm doing that I may not be drawn to, but I'm supposed to be doing. That's what my Christian discipleship is all about. So we always have choices. We always have choices to give into our passions and to keep following them, and they're going to lead us right to hell because they're not going to take care of what our real needs are. Or we can look to Jesus and the community and support one another as we're supposed to be supporting one another, taking one another together and saying, how are you doing? How are you doing in your walk with the Lord? Are things getting heavy for you? What can we do to lighten your load? How can we take that load on our own backs and walk with you? That's what we're supposed to be doing as a Christian community, to truly care about one another, not in a generic sense, but as individuals, because all of us are unique. We are unique individuals created in the likeness and image of God, and we are of inestimable value. There's no value that can be put on us. So if we keep thinking that, it's not just me, but it's every one of you, it's everyone outside this church of great value, how do we want to live that belief? Do we value everyone, whether they agree with us or not, whether they persecute us or not? Do we value them, honor them? Do we want what's good for them? Are we willing to care for them and care about them, regardless of what happens as a result of that? So our Christian life is demanding. It's demanding. Till the day we die, we're going to be wrestling with our ambitions, our envies, our covetousness. That's okay. That's natural. It's built into us because of the sin of Adam and Eve. But we have to remember, we have Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, who shows us how it's supposed to be done. And that's where you come in and I come in, for as a community, we're called to practice living the way of Jesus Christ together. And then out in the world, practicing it some more so that other people too can see the only way I'm going to get what I really want is by following Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it. That's what we come together to celebrate every Sunday. It's all about Jesus Christ, not about me, what I achieve, but about the Lord. So, as always, we go forth from here, hopefully to put into practice what the scriptures have told us, what the church teaches us, so that we can get better, not only in modifying or changing our passions and our covetousness, but also so that we're doing the good stuff of accepting the cross, accepting the passion, which is suffering, so that we can go deeper into our relationship with Christ and be Christ in the world. What a wonderful gift that is, a great challenge to us, but we're called to work on that every day, to work on it together, to celebrate it together, to challenge one another together, to correct one another, so that we can truly be that light that we are called to be. So it's all in the scriptures, it's all in the teachings of the church, but it's up to us as individuals and as a community to take what we hear and to practice it, to get better at it, so that we can bring Christ into the world more and more each day.